views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of those gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up with new awarenesses and clarity. And with that, I'd like to introduce today's guest, Mei Vu. Mei is the founder of the Bold, Brave Women Movement and is on a mission to help 100,000 women find love and create business success this year and beyond. She knows how women can exhaust themselves if they don't find a healthy balance between business, love, and family. And Mei's unique system has helped literally hundreds of women, and it has grown from personal experience. She and her parents escaped from a boat from the war-torn Vietnam, and she grew up to create a true American dream story life, including years of success in the corporate world. But she also learned the hard way how to pick up the pieces after a failed marriage, how to let love in again, and at the same time grow a highly successful international speaking and coaching career. And she's also the best-selling author of The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating. And so with that, I'd like to welcome Mei to the show. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm so glad to be here. And I love your intention.
Yeah. No, thanks. Thanks so much. Yeah. I'm so excited to have you here. And I'm so excited to be having this conversation. And so I want to start off, like, you know, obviously we heard a teeny bit about your story, but tell us more, like, how did you get, you know, on this journey? How did you get on this path?
I've been on a path to look for truth, actually, for all my life. Ever since I remember being a child in Vietnam and looking at life and wondering, what is the truth right here? What is that? You know, and I was just so grateful that the war blew apart and my life completely ended over there. And I had to escape and come over to the United States so that I could keep finding, not just truth, but truth and freedom. And so I have this whole long history of reaching for freedom and looking for freedom inside, outside, all around me so that I can find my own truth as I grow forward.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what do you think, like, you know, like, you know, what comes up to ask you is, like, what do you think pulled you in to be drawn towards truth, right? You know, because it's like sometimes we have these moments, these awakening moments where, like, okay, like, this is the time when, you know, you take that impetus and you start to move towards more truth in your life. What do you think that was for you?
For me, it was during the escape when I was on this tiny little broken down fishing boat floating out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for 9 days, and I couldn't eat anything, and I almost died. And I didn't know that until I looked at my mom, and she was praying over me and was really concerned. So I went inside and I just asked, you know, and I said, am I going to die? And I heard this voice that came back clearly. It said, you're not going to die. You have work to do in this world. Don't worry about it. And you haven't done it, so don't worry. And I just stopped worrying. And I've always been looking for that that truth, that purpose, that whatever that is, you know, why am I here? Why am I here? Ever since that conversation that I had with me and God.
Mm. Do you think that, like, you know, this is an interesting question to ask you, but do you think that, when you heard that, like, and as you've gone on this path, do you feel like you found the answer to that? Do you feel like there's more to do? Like, do you feel like that's ever complete?
Yeah, I think it transformed a little bit over time. However, together, it still is the same direction, but more texture. So in the beginning, I was like, oh, I want to make a difference in the world. I want to change the world. So I worked really hard to get there. And I became a life coach 20 years ago before life coaching even was known. You know, I mean, at that time, there were only 2 life coaching school in the whole entire universe. Right. And then over time, as I wanted to change people's life, and it was such a big truth, you know. And I had a great time. I became one of the school's trainer, and I traveled the world training over 1,000 life coaches worldwide. So all of that was super meaningful until my personal life fell apart, and my marriage fell apart, and I had a divorce. And so then it was a totally different conversation of truth. Then it's like, who am I, and what am I really about, and who am I as a woman, as a human being, a sexual being, a leader in the world. So that was like that seek for truth and understanding came in there. And once I went through that, then my whole body of signature work came through me, and it channeled through me, and it allowed me to have this structure to help other women go through their transformation, you know, both with their relationship and their work, so that they can thrive again. And that gave me a lot of truth and a lot more clarity of why are we here on this planet and what is this all about, and so on and so forth. You know, so every decade, every event that happened in my life helped me define more truth and more texture to what am I supposed to be doing on this planet.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, you know, really call that out to the audience. Because, like, as for me personally, as I've seen my journey unfold, I can look back and go, okay, like, these are the reasons why this happened. So many times, like, when we're in that moment, when we're in the, you know, the moment of, okay, this is happening, I don't get why this is happening, or this is really hard, you know, and we're like, we want to resist it, or we want to go to a place where we kind of just try to stuff it down, push it away, you know, all these versions that we have, you know, when things are hard. And then there's the space of like, okay, well, actually, you know, you can actually start to recognize later, like, okay, this is why, you know, I was meant, you know, to go through that. This is why I'm like on this journey.
Yeah. And I just had this conversation with my sweetheart yesterday, because we're actually going through another round right now where my dad is ill. His life is in question. My brother's also like had something weird coming up that we're kind of waiting for that. And then my own sweetheart, he's just got diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. And so all of this stuff, and me and myself and my business is like transforming again, you know, so all this crunchiness. And I just said to him yesterday, I said, oh my gosh, you know, if I look back to all these dots, these places, I think the main lessons is to keep teaching me that I'm cared for, everything's going to be okay. My worst fear, my worst nightmare is going to just be easy peasy, and it's going to just transform, and it's going to show me how much I'm loved in this world. And so I'm ready, you know. I'm like, okay, if from my perspective, let's go. Let's see, you know, this is my worst nightmare coming through, you know, how am I going to work through this one and feel the lessons of, yep, even death, you know, even this place of illnesses and death and all that stuff, I am loved and I'm cared for and always going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your husband. And I think it is really important. Like, I love that you're in that space of like, I'm going to trust, because I think so many times, you know, we have these opportunities to really, you know, like to say, like when sort of, you know, like you said, like with death, right? Or like when something is knocking on our door that's difficult, we have the opportunity where we can either resist it and run away from it, or we can actually dive deep into it and know that it's meant for our highest good. And so I love that you're taking this and trusting, you know, and trusting the process and trusting that the, you know, what the universe, you know, has for you. So, I mean, I think that that's really, really, you know, beautiful.
Now, and that doesn't mean that I don't have panic moments.
Yeah, yeah.
That thought only came because I've been panicking for 3 days in a row. Okay.
I just want to be
really human about this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, when we're going through this stuff, it's not about being perfect or like being like, oh, I just put on a smile or like stuffing down any kind of feelings or emotions that, you know, are hard. It's not about that at all. It's about, okay, like this is what life is presenting to me. How can I trust that even in these moments, the universe has my back? And how can I dive deeper into what this is, how this is meant to help me to expand, how this is meant to help me to grow more, how this is meant to help me to love more. And so, you know, I think it's beautiful that, you know, you're owning that and owning all, you know, all pieces of the process. So we are going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Truth Talk, and I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more with May. So just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarshare.com/blessing.
We're back on Truth Talk, and I'm your host, Deb Acker. My guest today is Mei Vu, and we are talking about all kinds of juicy things. But before we continue, Mei, can you give the listeners your contact info and tell us a little bit about your free gift?
Oh, I have a free gift for you. It's called the 3 P's quiz. This is how, when my goal is to help women transform how we lead, love, and work in the world. And I know that there's a way that we work in the world that put us in a place where we work really hard and try to serve everyone, and yet a lot of times we're not happy. And when we're caught in that mode, it's really hard for us, and we're not getting the love and the success that we want. And that's what all of us powerful women really are looking for, right? We want to do great work in the world. We want to be loved, adored, and cherished, both in the bedroom and in the boardroom. And we want to be free to travel and have a great time with life. So this 3 P's quiz is going to give you an insight to how you respond to your life that may be hindering the love, money, and success that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And our listeners, you can get that link at bit.ly/take3PS. So it's just bit.ly/take3PS. So that's awesome. That's awesome. And it's actually, you know, obviously the title of our show today is around transforming love. What does that mean to you? What do you mean by that?
Oh, boy. Yay. Ha, 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 ha. We get to dive into transforming love. Well, I have gone through this myself, where I had a really wonderful husband. We were married for 18 years. We had a daughter. And it was so strange. How could it be that two people who loved and cared for each other, who devoted ourselves to each other, who was good to each other and honest and brought everything to the table, and yet after 18 years, everything stalled out and we just became roommates instead of passionate lovers and you know, soulmate couple that we all desire to have. So to one thing, another series of events, my marriage fell apart, and it really allowed me to explore what it takes for me. Who am I really as a woman? How do I love? How do I be in relationship? And how do I have sex? Like, I pull these three pieces apart so I can really understand myself. When I did that, I call that my personal PhD program on love, sex, and relationship. When I finished with that 3 years of exploration and 1 year of conscious meditation, sitting still to integrate all of me together, that's when I completely understood and gave birth to my 3 P's signature concept, so that I taught myself, and now I'm sharing it with other women around the world, how to love in such a way that we can break out of this codependency model, that we are thriving and we are being partner with romantic partner and business partner that will meet us and continue to help us grow and thrive and you know, be amazing in the world.
Yeah, and I think it's so cool that you talk about this whole being met, because it's interesting, because I've been studying a lot of like relationship and intimacy work, and it's all about, like, for me, like big partnership, right? And that being met. And a couple of the teachers that I'm studying with, they had done a video around, like, it's not possible to actually be met in relationship. And I'm kind of curious, because it was interesting to see for me personally, because I was like, is it possible? Like, is it truly possible? Is it realistic? Does it even matter if you're met versus you basically being, to have an amazing partnership with someone, do you need to be met?
Yeah, you know, we all, every woman that I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of women in the last 23 years, you know, they're all looking for to be met, like it's a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
But that's because they haven't met themselves fully. But when you really know your 3 P's and integrate that, you call forth these men and women, actually partners in the world to help you and to love you and to do whatever that you need in that moment to help you to the next level. But really it starts from the inside. And of course, I'm sure everyone who is listening have heard that way before, but the how and the actual tactical part, that's the part that's always so much, so nebulous out there.
Yeah. But
for me, it's like, it's not about I'm looking for someone to meet me. It's more like I know how to cultivate relationship so that I can meet others, so that I can meet them and they rise up to meet me where I want to be playing at, and together we co-create amazing things.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, right? Because like as we cultivate these, you know, as we cultivate our relationships, right? And then we call in our partner, but we also call in other relationships. One of the things that I've been seeing personally, like with my clients, I see it with myself as well, is this way that many times, especially to like the, you know, as you step into this awakened world and the intuitive world, this way that we, a lot of us, most of us don't know how to actually be in relationship with one another.
Yep.
And so I would love for you to talk, because like my, you know, like I many times I think, especially if like as an intuitive, and I see this in a lot of my intuitive clients, where you end up reading someone versus actually sharing what's, you know, sharing what's up for you and sharing what's really going on for you. So I'd love for you to like touch on that and really just talk about this whole way that we, you know, like ways that we can actually start to be more relational in our relationships to cultivate actually being met, right? To cultivate the ways that we can actually really, you know, yeah, be met in a relationship. That's the best way to say that.
Well, I start with, so first I have to say that part of me that I love and cherish is that I have an engineering background. So I'm very structural and I have this ability to like take complex concept and break it into very simple structure so that I can explain something like human relationship into a very simple structure for people. And what I have heard back from, you know, every client that have heard me talk about the 3 P's, they all looked at me at the end going, oh my God, this is revolutionary. So let's see what the audience will think about this time.
Yeah, cool.
So what I discover is that there are three parts inside us, and I'm breaking us out into three parts so that we can isolate the parts of us so that we can understand ourselves better. And I'm speaking mostly to women in these terms, because men, I give them different labels, but it does translate to men. Okay, so for women, with the three parts are what I call the 3 P's. The first part of us is our physical self. You know, she's here on this planet, she's working hard, she wakes up in the morning, she has 24 hours a day, she has this constraint called the earth and life on earth as is. So I call her lovingly the name my peasant, you know, like the hard-working woman that, you know, and so she's very simple. Her dream is very simple. She just wants to work hard, give her best, love everyone, you know, in her circle. And she hopes that by working really hard, that you would see her and value her and would give her the love, adoration, money, and success that she thinks she deserves. Can you relate?
Absolutely.
Right. So this peasant part is like, she's like going around and she's working hard, putting extra hours, loving her man or trying to get a guy to love her and all this stuff. And yet what's sad about this for the peasant is the harder she works, the worse things get. People at work dump more work onto her desk. The more competent she is, the more work she gets. And then with men would then drop her and go chase after someone else because she's so practical. And they tend to say to her things like, you're such a good friend of mine. You know, I love you as a friend. I used to get this all the time. I love you as a friend, but I don't see you as a dating material. I don't want to take you out. And I'm just like, well, what the heck? Why not? You know, I want to be loved too. And so I couldn't understand why that was happening to me. And I keep trying to build relationship and business from that place. And all I got was just more and more rejection, or I stalled out. And it was just was not working for me. And the more I tried, the harder it got, and the sadder I became, and the more lonely and jaded and disempowered I felt.
Yeah,
so that's
no.
the condition of our poor peasant woman.
Yeah, you're talking totally about where people sacrifice themselves, right? Where they put everyone else first. They don't have the good, strong boundaries, which is a really common, it's definitely really, that's a really common pattern that we, you know, a lot of women get conditioned to face.
Yep.
So that's number one. And you know what, we actually have to take a quick break here. So we're gonna finish the three P's. When we get back, but you are listening to Truth Talk, and I'm your host, Deb Acker. So stay tuned. We're going to come back with more on transforming love.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
We're We're back on Truth Talk, and I am your host, Deb Acker. Today, we are talking with Mei Vu about transforming love. And before the break, she was talking about what she has defined as the three Ps. And she had talked initially, the first one she mentioned was all around the physical and really what she calls the peasant. So, Mei, if you want to kind of wrap that up and then move on to the other two, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so the peasant, and when the way she loves is she's actually very codependent, you know, and she asks for very little and she receives very little. She puts everyone first, like you said earlier, and then she is hurt that she's not getting the love that she wants. And she thinks that when she finds that person, it's going to complete her. And all the movies that have been created from Hollywood and on this planet have been sell her crap and feed her addicted to mind about love because she doesn't think that she really is worthy of love anyway. So that's the condition of the peasant, is that we don't believe that we're worthy of love, and then we keep looking for love, but we're not open to love. And so then you just keep pushing love away, and it's a terrible cycle for most women.
Yeah, and if anyone who's listening has ever looked for love outside of themselves, basically like looked for like someone to love them so that they could love themselves, if they've ever put someone else above themselves, if they've ever sacrificed themselves, if they've ever not had good boundaries in relationship, all of those are ways that, you know, the peasant can show up. So what is the second P?
And I don't want to say the peasant is and she's totally bad and you should get rid of her. And, you know,
she's
the peasant because she's the one that does all the cleaning and the cooking and all that stuff. And without her, man, it's life is just really bad. So she needs our love. That's the main point of that. Anyway, so speaking of love, so the second P is another archetype that I use that is often misunderstood. And that is the archetype of princess. And most of our time, when we think about princess, we think of Disney princess or spoiled brat diva princess. And most grown-up women who are strong, independent, bold, and brave, we hate to be called princess, or, you know, we have a weird relationship with that. But what I'm really wanting you to understand around princess is, if you dial it back to when a baby girl is born and she's picked up by her mom and dad, don't we just look at her, you know, like even if it's not your own kid, right? You pick up a little girl and you can just see the princess in her, and you can see how precious she is. And she doesn't have to do anything, and she's already loved and given love unconditionally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. What I hear you saying is all around the princess is just the part of us that's enough, right? That is just like this piece. I was actually talking to a client today about, it's like this precious piece within us. It's like this, like we're solid gold, and yet we think we're like, you know, I don't know, like coal. You know, like we have these
emoji poop.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's these versions of us, and so instead it's like, can you see yourself from that space with it? That's enough. Can you see yourself from that place that's just so precious and is solid, solid gold? So that's beautiful.
Yeah, and that you can ask for anything, and you don't have to prove your own worth before you ask for anything. You know, like the baby, you just drop a bottle and we come running, and we do that as many times as that baby will do it. So that's how much we are loved by life, by the universe, by people around us, but we don't believe it, we don't trust it, and we've been trained not to trust it. So we walk around thinking that we are, like what you said, you know, less than gold, and then we act that way, and we keep wondering, am I good enough yet? Am I good enough yet? Versus just really loving and accepting ourselves as is. And that's the relationship with the outside world. But inside, we need our princess, that unconditional love part of us, to come in and love our peasant so that she is healed, so that she doesn't feel so alone. Right now, the peasant locked the princess in some dungeon or kill her off, and she can't even think of the princess. And the peasant just works harder and harder and harder, rather than accessing her princess, having a lovely conversation with her own princess so that her princess can love her and raise her up. Because when you're in the presence of a true princess, you are elevated. When you're in the presence of a diva or a false princess, you feel less than. You feel, you know, you feel like there's no room for you. So that's what your princess will do for you, is that she will elevate your peasant and have her feel worthy and have her feel like she doesn't have to work so hard, that she can have life be a lot easier for her. And life is magical. So we miss the magical part of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. And the truth of the matter is that we really are that magical and that precious.
Yeah, that magical and that precious. But magical and precious and hardworking women alone are not enough, because, you know, you're missing one big key ingredient, which is your third P. And the third P, the archetype of the third P is often unknown by a lot of women. So fascinating. And men too, actually. But it's like when I say this third P, women kind of go, oh, I don't know anything about her. Unless you're in the personal growth woo-woo world, you know, then it may be easier for you. But for me, I know, I'm like, what the heck is that? So the third P is what I call the priestess self, your priestess. We don't see ourselves as a priestess. We don't know what that is. We don't know what that concept's all about. And basically, your priestess is your power, your purpose. She has wisdom from lifetimes ago, and she has foresight into the future. We have been trained not to listen to her. We are out of touch with her. And over the centuries, you know, the thing that got left in our evolution is that when a woman is strong, smart, powerful, purposeful, have access to higher wisdom, she was called a witch and she was killed in previous lifetimes. So in this lifetime, we are at best, you know, unconscious of her, and at worst, petrified of that part of ourselves.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and the thing is like, we've been trained for so long not to be in our power, right? We've been trained for so long to shut that all down and to, you know, not own those pieces of ourselves. And many times, and I'm sure you can connect with this, many times, like when we've been in our power in other lifetimes, we've gotten killed for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's those places where then we all of a sudden we shut it down, we give it away to somebody else, you know, and especially there's a real common pattern with like, with females and them thinking like men know more, or men are right and they're wrong. You know, there's all those ways that it's played out, obviously. And I know you were in the corporate world too. So there's ways that it plays out in the business world, but there's just ways that it plays out in life. And it's so important to be able to, you know, recognize that's, you know, obviously that's not true. And what the world really needs right now is everyone stepping into their power, but especially women.
Yeah. And if you're just, so now here comes the fun part. So the you know, the archetypes, you probably have heard or encountered that before somewhere separately. But now if we put them together and now have them play together. So if you're just peasant, hardworking, and you have access to your priestess power, you could be a very powerful woman at work, and everyone fear you, scare you. You know, like I think of Margaret Thatcher, the old prime minister in England, you know, like everyone fear her. She's super competent. I'm sure she worked really hard. She commands the world, generals and politics and everything. But not many people know of her. Not many people like her, because she didn't have a princess self. She didn't appreciate the part of her that is soft and vulnerable and magical and can move the whole entire world with just her grace and her beauty. So,
well,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, and on the opposite side, you know, if you remember Princess Di from England, right? Princess Di, we still love Princess Di. And she's not even a true princess. She doesn't have the official title, but the whole world still think of her as Princess Di, because she has a really great access to her princess self. She stood there in her beauty and her grace. She didn't have to make big noises or, you know, go climb the big mountain and all that stuff. She just stood in her grace and she moved the whole world. And when any organization wants to raise money, they bring Princess Di, they're going to raise money. That's how the power of a princess can really move the world. But now, my theory is that she was tapping into her priestess at the end of her life. She was becoming more powerful. She was standing for something important. And so something bad happened to her. I wonder why. So
yeah.
that's That's what happened with the three P's when we don't know how to integrate them, or if we know how to integrate them, we can be really powerful and we will transform how we love, how we lead, how we live life.
Well, and so let me ask you, because this is there's a lot of, like, on the planet, that one of the energies is moving into the feminine and the divine feminine, right?
Yeah.
So how do we begin to, to really tap into and connect into that feminine?
Totally. So what I see that is missing is that a lot of people really want to tap into the divine. When you do, and when you go to these workshops, it feels so good. So everybody wants to go to the priestess world because it's like, wow, this is amazing. It's mysterious. And there's so much, and so we love doing, channeling, all this stuff. But then we left the peasant out in the cold and really didn't know how to work with the peasant. So for me, what's really important is we must first start with learning to listen to our peasant's pain, really understand her, don't step over her, tend to her, and then introduce her to your princess and let her see what life is like with grace, gentleness and love and vulnerability, and then bring in the power together. So when you go like that, it's very peaceful and it's lasting. But when we just jump from hurting peasant to, divine mystical stuff, and I see so many shamans out there who is an amazing shaman, but in her physical life, she's hurting and her peasant is angry. And if you sit down in her kitchen and she's not being a shaman, she's just this angry, pissed off peasant that is hurting because she doesn't know who her princess is.
Yeah. So it sounds like what I'm hearing is sort of a huge key to what's, to really integrating all three of those is really move into that enoughness, right? Move into that space of the preciousness of that place in us that is already whole and complete just as we are.
Yeah, I call that place hot. And hot actually stands for something for me. Hot stands for heal, open, and trust. So first you got to heal your peasant, and then she will be open to the invitation to love and let love in. Peasant is very tricky. We do not let love in very easily. We push it away all the time, even though everybody's on online dating, everybody's out there networking, trying to get new clients and meeting, but we don't let love in. There's always a million ways that we shut that out. So first you got to heal, then you have to be open to the invitation to let love in, and then you got to show that peasant how to trust. When she can trust that she can have what she wants, life completely changed for her, and that's when she can start to integrate her princess and her priestess in with her.
Well, and let me ask you, because you brought up online dating, and obviously that's a really juicy topic.
Yeah.
So how do we begin, you're talking about these, but how do we begin to bring these into our everyday world?
Oh, tell me, what's a these? What do you mean?
The three P's.
Oh, well, if you're dating, this is what I say to all women who are dating and who come to me and said, "May, can you help me, find a man?" And I said, first, can you give me like 1 month? Just stop dating. Just stop. Because whatever you're doing, you're hurting yourself. You're not breaking out of your pattern. If you are dating out there and after each date, you walk away feeling really powerful, you feel good about yourself, and you do not need him to call you 3 days later, or after 3 days you go sideways because he hasn't called you, that's an indication of whether you are healthy in dating or if you're unhealthy in dating. So if you're sideways waiting for him to call you and wondering why, or if you're complaining that there's no good man out there for you, then you are dating like a peasant, you're seeing life like that, and it's very difficult, and you most likely will never have what you want.
Okay. So so you recommend first taking a break. If that's how how someone feels like they're showing up, you're recommending taking a break.
Yeah, take a break and then really listen to yourself, listen to your story, and start healing your peasant. Start hearing her. What are her complaints? Write it down. Write out your complaints and don't keep it to yourself. Share it as a witness with someone. And this is when I work with my clients, I don't just do one-on-one coaching because after you know, being in this business for 23 years, I know that one-on-one coaching is really powerful, but you also need the power of community. And when you have other women that you can share where you're at and just be clean about where you're at, you will start to transform. Your thick layers of protection and hurt from your peasant will start to heal. And then as you gently, you know, drop away these resistance and pain, you will naturally be inclined to let love in. And then you'll start to say things like, oh my gosh, you are right. A good man is a dime a dozen. They're right in front of me. I can have anyone that I want. That's when, ooh, now life is really fun. You're dating like a princess. And then you can call in the person who will match and who will love and serve you. One more thing we haven't spoken about that's really important is that women don't realize that in a relationship, we are the inspiration for the relationship. We are actually the source that men look up to. I don't know if we ever talk like that in real life.
Well, and it's interesting because it's like, naturally, like by the feminine energy, right? The feminine energy has that open, like delicious, like creative type of feel to it, right? So it's interesting that you say that, because that's like, when you said that to me, that's what I connected, right? It's like this place where it's like, we're bringing the juice in. So, but how do you, you know, because there's got to be a way,
it's both. It's that juiciness and beauty and that we're attractive. And so we attract them and they follow us, right? But we also need to have a purpose. We have to have a sense of where we're going and what's the difference. And when we have a purpose, we respect ourselves. And when we respect ourselves, men respect us. So many women come to me for dating or career advice, and then they're like, no, these things are happening to me. And but you know, when I ask them, it's like, oh, you have no sense of purpose. Oh, you don't respect yourself. No wonder all the men around you are walking all over you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, respect is such a, well, and that goes back to, again, that princess mentality and really taking the journey to truly love yourself at all, you know, in all ways, at all pieces. What's interesting for me too, though, when you were talking about the piece of, you know, sort of the women kind of being that inspiration, it's interesting because what came up for me was this weird, like, kind of like then that's sort of like the woman holding the whole relationship up, which doesn't feel like a, you know, an equal or where someone gets met. So tell me more about that. Like, how do you get that balance?
Yeah. So it is a balance, and that's why we threw the word cultivation comes out before, right? So it is a dance between the man and the woman. So we are the inspiration. It's like, first of all, we inspire men just by our softness and our joy. So we inspire them by bringing joy and beauty into the space. And just that basic knowledge, I had a hard time with that because I was a mechanical engineer. I want to inspire men by my smart and, and you know, my straightforwardness, and I can handle my share kind of thing. So I missed that part. I was afraid of my own beauty and my own sense of worth at that time. So once I reclaimed that and then allow myself to be flirty and gentle and soft and vulnerable with men, that's super inspiring, because when we are like that, the men just rise up and become our king, our hero. And from there, they execute and they make things happen for us. So that's where we don't have to do the work anymore. We can surrender to them and allowing them to serve us by leading us. So that's an interesting concept, right? Men are serving us by leading us, by protecting and serving us. That's really different than if we constantly fight for power, fight for domination with men, fight to get them to respect us. So that's the soft inspiration. And then the powerful inspiration from the priestess is that...
Well, and I want to just stop you right there for a second, because there's a couple of things that I think are really important, because what May's talking about, it's really, really important. So, you know, there's this ways, especially as women, we can go out into the corporate world and the masculine within us. So men and women both have masculine and feminine. Yep. And there's ways within us where the masculine is valued in the work world. So then we think that will also be valuable in relationships. So we'll go into relationship and we'll end up, you know, we take that, like, look at how successful I am. Look at how good I am at what I do. You know, we take that piece of value and we bring that into our relationships. But the truth of the matter is that when you're in relationship and when the female is in, there's a time and place for both. But that when the female's in the masculine, then naturally the polarity ends up being where then the man goes to the feminine and everything gets all like off kilter and and it's like, and the thing is ladies, like whoever, you know, all the ladies that are listening, think about in terms of like when you find a guy who's needy, who's whiny, you know, all these like all these versions of feminine that are, I forgot the term, but the unhealthy feminine. So all these versions of the unhealthy feminine, are you drawn to this person? You're not, right? So when they move into their feminine, you're like, oh, that guy, it's like he doesn't, you know, you feel like they don't have a backbone, right? So it's that same version of like, well, when we come in and are masculine, the guys are like, oh, I don't want to, you know, someone who is similar to a guy friend of mine. I want somebody who's like what May's describing, right? I want someone who's soft. I want someone who's, you know, who's sweet, who's open, who's like in that receiving energy, who's in kind of a golden flow light energy, right? And so, you know, I think it's just so important to make that distinction and to know, because I wrote an article for Elephant Journal about this, and I had a couple of people going, well, I really like being in my masculine and in my relationship. And I would say that's perfectly fine. If that works for you, that works for you. Many women are wanting something different. They're wanting the man to take the initiative, but they don't know how to, it's like basically to magnetize that, or they don't know how to call that out of them. Right. And so if you're, and I want you to add to this, right? But like if you're in that situation where you're like, I want a guy to take the initiative, right? I want the guy to take the lead and have that backbone, but you don't know how to call it out. This is a huge key to that.
Yeah. And what I was wanting to jump in on is the poor peasant, when she hears this part, she always feels like she's not enough and she didn't do enough. And she's like, oh man, that again. So you're saying I'm not pretty enough and I'm not cute enough and I'm not flirty enough. Well, she starts swearing. This is where the work begins. You know, it's like we can't shoot our poor peasant into becoming our princess. We got to love her first and we got to feel her pain and we got to tell her, I totally get it. I get how difficult this is for you. I get how disappointing it is that you're working so hard trying to prove to the world that you deserve to be loved and yet you're not being seen and loved for who you are. I totally get how disappointing that is. And come here. Let me love you. Let me hold you. I see you and I love you and I cherish you. So like somebody needs to be saying that to all these peasant women. Hopefully they say it to themselves, you know, so that you say it to yourself so that you can heal your wounded peasant. So then she can say, okay, fine. If that's the case, show me how to do this. And then together, we could start moving forward. But a lot of times, I hate for women to hear what we have to say and think about this and then use their peasant brain to beat themselves up and going, I shouldn't be a peasant. I should be a princess, like May said. That would break my heart because then all that is you're just using another concept that's very powerful to beat yourself up.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about integration of all three and like what May's talking about, this loving your little girl, right? Loving the places of you that aren't perfect. You know, this one client I was talking to today, it's like I had to see, she was beating up on herself. And I said, I was like, oh, we need, like, I want to encourage you to start to step into that place where you actually like talk to yourself in a really loving way. It's like most of the time we wouldn't talk to our friends the way that we, you know, some of the things we say to ourselves, which is really sad, but it's obviously it's part of the process to self-love, right? So I think it is so important, this integration of everything, and not to make yourself wrong if you're in one place or if that's how you're showing up, because the whole journey is actually, it's about the path. It's not about, oh, I got to get somewhere. It's actually just about, it's everything that's along, you know, along the path.
Yeah. Can we talk about the male version for a second? Because I know women.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, we're, and then I want to ask you, like, what you want to leave the audience with. So, yeah.
Okay. Just real quickly, you know, the male version is they also have their peasant self who want to do good and be loved by us. And, you know, and we don't normally appreciate them enough. And so they feel unseen and unappreciated by us most of the time. And then And then when they are loved, what happens is that they grow into their king. A lot of women want, I want my prince charming on a horse. No, you don't want a prince coming into your life, because a prince requires a peasant to keep him looking good and take after, you know, do things for him. You want a king in your life, a man who step into his own power and knows his territory. You know, he has self-ownership of himself, right? So that's what a king is. And then a man also has a third version, which is his magician, his wizard. There's a place in time, there's a part of a man where it's no longer about him, but it's about him serving the world, that him bringing out other kings, other princesses, other priestesses out into the world. So he serves with his magical power, his depth, his wisdom. You know, man, when a man step into these three parts of themselves and heal and are integrating these three parts, they are super hot, and life partnering with them is so much fun, because now we can take turn being peasant, king, princess, priestesses, magician all together, you know, at different times to keep the relationship very, very hot.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So we have to close for today, but so I just want to ask you, in terms of like one sentence statement to leave our audience with.
Love and forgive yourself. Love yourself as is. Start there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So with that, I want to thank my guest today, Mae Vu, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. So if you have a comment on the show or would like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide. And make sure to tune in 2 weeks, because I will be sharing the newest energies, learnings, and teachings. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.